Hi, my name is Shanine for the Nerd of Godcast, and this is your Nerd of Godcast Daily Devo. I've been reading the Sword of Truth series by Terry Goodkind, which is a very long series of very thick books. Three books and almost 2,500 pages in, one thing has become glaringly apparent to me. The side characters are vastly more interesting than the main characters. One of these side characters is named Sister Verna. She is part of a religious order called the Sisters of the Light that serves and worships the Creator and trains up the next generation. Sister Verna is tough and smart and generally just super cool. Through a series of unfortunate circumstances, Sister Verna becomes the new leader of the Sisters of the Light. It is a huge responsibility to take on, even under normal circumstances, and Verna has the aftermath of a battle, impending war, and betrayal within the Order to deal with. It's not surprising that she would want to pray and seek guidance from the Creator. The previous leader had a special, private place hidden in a garden that Verna goes to one day, which seems like a nice place to pray. But this is what she has to say about that place. It was absurd to think one needed a special place to pray to the Creator. The Creator had created everything. Everywhere was his special place, so why would one need a special place to seek guidance? A special place could never approach the meaningfulness of one's own heart. I was surprised to find a view on prayer that I loved so much in a fantasy novel. Verna's words reminded me of a parable Jesus tells in Luke 18. A Pharisee, a religious leader, goes to the temple to pray, and his words are basically all just puffing himself up and telling God and anyone else who's listening how great he is. A tax collector also prays there, but he stays to the side, away from others, and simply recognizes that he is a sinner and begs God for forgiveness. It can be nice to have a quiet, private place to spend time with God in prayer, but location really has nothing to do with the effectiveness or meaningfulness of our prayers. Meaningfulness comes from our hearts. Psalm 145, verse 18 says, "The Lord is near to all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in truth." We don't get any closer to God by praying in a church than we would praying in our room or in a field or at the grocery store. But we can know God is near to us when we pray to Him in truth, when we recognize that we are sinners in need of God's mercy and help, when we recognize His sovereignty and His goodness. That is when our prayers become meaningful. Our prayers are meaningful because of who we pray to. It can be easy to focus on the where and the what of prayer, but none of that matters in comparison to simply trusting that we can come to God in truth because of who He is. What's your focus when you pray? Are you more concerned with where you are or what you're praying about? Or do you focus on who the God you are praying to is? That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, listen to the full Nerd of Godcast show wherever fine podcasts are consumed, or check us out at nerdofgodcast.com. I'm Shanine for the Nerd of God Daily. Until next time, never be cruel, never be cowardly, and never ever eat pears.